to stand from the outside and protest what is happening in government. But when given the opportunity to govern, it becomes a little bit more challenging for people who previously have been protesting government corruption, government incompetence, government impunity. Once they themselves become part of the government, they begin to realize that governing is not as easy as what they thought it was. So this is a big problem that we have with a lot of regimes in Africa, including people who previously were not in government, but who wanted openness and transparency in government. Once they have an opportunity to participate in government as leaders themselves, all of a sudden, they don't want that openness and transparency, which they have preached in favor of for many years.
Yes. They are using a more diabolical approach here, and that is why I just had to get an explanation from you. For instance, they are freezing the bank accounts of the media companies. They are seizing production equipment, unilateral and illegal termination of advertising contracts, freezing of payments, approach to actually exterminating the media.
Yeah, that type of censorship, I've seen it in several other African countries, and it was not designed to improve press freedom. It was designed to destroy the press. So if the government argues that it is trying to improve the press, what they are doing is not going to improve the press. Because when you seize the asset of a newspaper, you are not improving the ability of that newspaper to function more effectively. You are basically trying to run them out of business. And that is not something that a democratic system should be doing. So if you destroy the press, you are basically destroying your democratic system. So if this is what the new president in Senegal is doing, he is basically destroying the democratic system that brought him to power. And that is not good. It's not good for Senegal at all. It's not good for Africa. And it should not be allowed to continue to happen. The press is very important for the maintenance of law and order, for the maintenance of the democratic system. And if you believe that, if you are the president and you believe that the press is not doing its job properly, there are better ways to handle that than to try to destroy it.
And Professor, you know, 3 years of arrests and violence against journalists under the presidency of Macky Sall, and now nothing has improved with Bassirou Diomaye Faye and actually the Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko.
The new regime is doing is not contributing to that kind of participation, to that kind of inclusion, to that type of democratic participation that would have allowed Senegal to stand out in Africa, especially in the region, in a region that is pervaded by very bad governance, military coups. Senegal was supposed to stand out as an example for the rest of the region. Unfortunately, it appears this is not what is happening.